is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was appointed for a second five-year term on Friday by the 193-member UN General Assembly. The 15-member Security Council earlier this month recommends the General Assembly reappoint Guterres. His second term would start on January 1, 2022. He succeeded Ban Ki-moon on January of 2017, just weeks before U.S. President Donald Trump took the office. Much of Guterres' first term was focused on placating Trump, who questioned the value of the United Nations and multilateralism. The United States is the largest U.N. financial contributor, responsible for 22% of the regular budget and around a quarter of the peacekeeping budget. U.S. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has started restoring funding cuts made by Trump to the U.N. agencies and reengaged with the world body. In a rare move, the U.N. General Assembly condemned Myanmar's military coup and called for an arms embargo against the country in a resolution demonstrating widespread global opposition to the junta and demanding the restoration of the country's democratic transition. Supporters had hoped the 193-member world body would approve the resolution unanimously by consensus, but Belarus called for a vote. The measure was approved with 119 countries voting yes, Belarus voting no, and 36 countries abstaining. While not legally binding, the resolution does reflect international condemnation of the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's party from power. Again, the UN General Assembly condemning Myanmar's military coup